Hello and welcome to Listen Up. As always, I am Mr. I. Please subscribe to the podcast so you will see new episodes as soon as they are available. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and pretty much anywhere else that you find your podcasts. Now today, let's talk about something that's been in the news quite a lot recently. Bears. Now, I have talked a little bit about my experience with bears, so go back and listen to episode 120 when I talked about the first time I saw a bear in the wild. And since then, I have seen bears at least three more times. Might actually even be four. I can't honestly remember how many times I've seen bears since then. But yeah, I've seen bears at least three more times since episode 120. I also talked about a historic bear attack in a three-part series, episodes 127, 128, and 129. If you're feeling a little scared of bears right now, maybe don't listen to those episodes. Maybe wait till after the bears are all hibernating again and back to sleep for the winter. But if you are interested in learning some kind of scary history, check those out. But let's talk about what's going on now with bears. As I said, I have seen bears at least three more times since I made that episode about my personal experience with wild animals. And all of those, these most more recent experiences seeing bears, were in the past year, but they were not in the autumn. They were all in the summer, and they were, of course, when I was out on my bicycle, out riding up in the hills and forests out in far western Sendai and in the town of Taiwa. In Taiwa, it's specifically the Nanatsumori area of Taiwa. And thankfully, all the times that I saw bears, the bears ran away off into the woods as soon as they noticed me. But if you have been watching the news here in Japan recently, especially up here in Tohoku, not all bears have been running away from people. A lot of people have been attacked or even killed by bears this year. It's at least 13 people that have been killed by bears in Japan so far in 2025. And there seem to be quite a few reasons why there have been more attacks and deaths this year than in the past. Some of these reasons include a bad year for acorns, acorns donguri, so a bad year for acorns and other foods that bears like. Also, bears are getting more used to eating garden vegetables and persimmons. There's also just more bears total. There's a smaller number of matagi hunters. And there's just an overall decrease in the number of people living in a lot of communities in Tohoku, especially in places like Akita and Iwate. And I'm sure there are other reasons, but those are at least some of the reasons that I have heard about, I've seen people talking about. And it certainly seems that a lot of these issues, a lot of these reasons are connected, of course, right? Fewer people overall means fewer hunters. Fewer hunters means there is less control of the bear population. According to a news article I read a couple weeks ago, there are now over 12,000 brown bears, so brown bears are higuma, in Hokkaido, and over 42,000 black bears, which is the Tsukinoaguma, here in Honshu, and I forget, is it Kyushu or Shikoku has a few, but mostly Honshu, right? The black bears in Japan live mostly in Honshu. So Japan's bear population has grown a lot in the past 30 years or so, according to the article that I was reading. And because there are more bears, they need to spread out more. They need more space to find food. So that's already, they're more spread out. But then this year apparently was a very bad year for the food that they like. So the acorns, things like that. And so the bears have had to come even further down the mountains to find food, which means they're coming closer to places where people live. And in places where there are just fewer people, like rural Akita and Iwate, well, the bears have been less scared of people, and all of that leads to bear attacks. Now, of course, the bears are even coming into more populated areas, right? Bears have been seen near downtown Sendai and downtown Morioka, right? Recently, a couple weeks ago, a bear was seen swimming in the pond at Miyagi University, right? Miyagi Daigaku. Now, of course, that campus is very close to the forest, but the other side of campus, not the forest side, the other side, is a very busy road. So, what should be done? And I think that is a very hard question to answer. Of course, in an ideal, perfect world, where it was possible, I would prefer that the bears be captured alive and taken somewhere else, deep into the forest, and relocated. But it's, in reality, not as easy as that. For one, there are probably already bears in whatever area you might take these captured bears, these bears that were coming to the city. You have to take them somewhere, and there's probably already bears there. And so there would be more competition for food, which is part of the problem already. Another problem is that most of the bears that are causing the problems for people are probably bears that have become more accustomed to humans. These are bears that are not as scared of people. Which means that if you move the bears, you're just possibly moving the problem to somewhere else, and people, and if there's anyone in those other places, well, the bears might come down from the mountains again and cause problems somewhere else. And I'm sure there are other issues and problems that I'm not aware of, because most real world issues, it's complicated. It's not an easy thing to figure out. Unfortunately, that means that probably some of the bears are going to be culled. Now, culled is a word that means killed for a reason. This is when you kill a certain number of animals to reduce, to decrease the number of animals in a group or a population of animals. And because the number of bears has increased while the number of human hunters has decreased, well, now we are seeing the problems, and it looks like they're trying to figure out a way to cull some of the bears, because unfortunately that is one of the few immediate solutions to the problem. Of course, if someone knows another solution, one that doesn't involve killing the bears, but also keeps the humans, keeps the people safe, I would love to hear about it. As I said earlier, I would rather not have the bears killed if there's any way for that to happen. Because, of course, the bears aren't doing anything bad or wrong or evil. They're just doing things naturally, right? Talking about right, wrong, good, and evil for a bear doesn't make any sense. Those are human ways of thinking, right? I don't blame the bears. They're just trying to find food, and some of them have discovered that they can easily find food near humans. And that brings them closer to where humans live, and in places like Tohoku, where there are fewer and fewer people, well, these problems are going to become more common, I'm afraid. Hopefully, the bears will hibernate very soon. So hibernate means go to sleep for the winter. So hopefully, the bears will hibernate soon and will have some time to think about how to deal with this problem if it happens again next year or the year after that. And let's hope that next year, the bears can find more acorns, find more food that they want up in the mountains and forests, so they won't need to come into the villages and towns and even the cities quite so much. And let's leave it here for today. If you have any requests or ideas for podcasts, you can always find the request form over on the website, which is bit.ly/luwmi. You can also find all the links to episodes over there. You can find listening guides, listening quizzes to help you understand. And that is all for today. I'm Mr. I, and I'll see you next time.